Good afternoon. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Today, we are with you live. This is August 15th, 2024. Wow, the summer's going quickly. And I'm kind of glad of that, actually, because it's been really hot and we've had a lot of crazy weather and stuff. But yeah, I'm pretty ready for the seasons to change. I'm here today, of course, with my co-host, Maureen Hauer. Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm with you on the summer. Boy, it's been like 100 degrees for way too long.
Yeah.
So now I'm ready for fall.
Oh, me too. And I'm ready for those grasshoppers to be gone. We were talking. They're horrible. Ooh.
Oh, my God. It's just little jumping animals. They're so big. But
You try to walk through the...
It's crazy.
Walk through the yard and they're everywhere.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a theory on what I'm going to do with them, but it's pretty drastic. I'm working on it.
Well, I'm sure your chickens probably, they might be tired of them.
Well, no, they actually love them, but you know, the grasshoppers are pretty smart because we have a whole big area in the back that's all fenced off and chicken coops back there. Anyway, as soon as the chickens are let out, the grasshoppers like dive for the outer perimeter. And they don't come back. They are like super smart that way. And
wow.
You don't think that. They're an insect, but they are smart. They send out the vibe. Okay, guys, we're going to get eaten. Jump, you know. They do. And that's it's great. It makes you crazy thinking about it, too. I'm sorry. It's like weird. I hate those. And I don't hate animals. Sorry.
You know, I just got an interesting message here. I think I need to message our producer, Jay. That show's showing a replay. We are not on replay today.
Oh, okay.
We are here live. So I'm not really sure what's going on the other end. I think I need to.
Okay.
Maybe. Give Jay a message here and we'll see what's going on. Anyway, I guess we'll just continue on here. Hopefully this all gets straightened out. You know, and everything's just been so crazy. Like right now, I got a message a couple of hours ago that they were going to be working on my lines, Xfinity was, and they're still kind of out there. I don't think that would have anything to do with what's happening here. But anyway.
Okay, we're okay. I think we're live. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
It was just message from somebody else who was getting replay for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might have to clean out her cookies.
Exactly.
as I have to do quite often. I forget about that. I mean, really changes everything. But it's
crazy.
Been an interesting week. It's been really crazy. You know, you've got the retrograde stuff happening. Usually Mercury retrograde is wonderful for me as far as doing readings and stuff like that. I mean, being intuitive on a much higher level or more open. I was born with Mercury in retrograde and I'm a Virgo. And I've got like five planets in Virgo. I have a lot of that energy and usually it works very well for me. But, and then we had the Lion's Gate portal, which was huge, huge energy. And it was like I was in a tug of war. It was kind of trying to manifest and move forward with the things that I want to bring into my life. Yet the things from the past coming up saying, do you really deserve this? I don't know if you deserve this. You did this, you did that. It's just this mind chatter that's going on. So it's been a real struggle. But some things, you know, worked out very well for me. I ended up going to see a medium channeler on Saturday. And that was really, really, really awesome. Let's see here. Alisa Roper and my friend Dana.
Dana,
you know, the angel stuff that, or the seraphim stuff. But Alisa does mediumship and channeling too. And that was so interesting. It was a spur of the moment thing that I went to. And she does this thing where she takes this paper and you write your name on it, and she holds it over a candle.
Oh.
And as she's talking to you and starting the channeling, she's running this paper back and forth and back and forth. And wow. These pictures evolve. And mine, of course, turned out as a dragon.
Oh, which was so interesting. I love it.
Pretty spot on, really talked about some really deep stuff. You know, with me, it's always the spiritual. It's not, is he going to call me next week? It's like, what about my soul?
Yeah,
for
exactly.
me, those are my favorite kind of channelings and readings and such. But it came out very interesting about my the changes in my life and the adventures. I've had many, but that was really, really good. And that was just something that came forward. And then I manifested a little trip, of course, too.
You did.
the Heal the Healers event. It's in Estes Park. And I really didn't see myself affording or taking that time for myself. But it's at a point where you have to refill your energy. You have to go to your spiritual well and get some energy going, because it was getting, I was really depleted. It's still, I'm struggling with some of that. But then this trip manifested. I was looking for something. I was thinking about going to hot springs or something like that, and just going by myself. And I was talking to another friend, and she said, well, let's just manifest, whatever for your highest good. And then I had seen that Gail had, Gail Fowler had posted weekend.
The retreat, the little retreat.
The retreat in Estes Park, and another friend had already paid for it. And it was non-refundable, but she couldn't go. So she gifted that to me. Everything just working perfectly in some ways. Not necessarily like I'd like things to be in my life, but how they're supposed to be.
Well,
so how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Not bad. No, I'm good. I'm all good. I was just going to say about Gail, I think she has come so far. She started out with just this little, shop or healing center, and she has grown so incredibly. And she's, talk about manifesting, but she works hard to do it. But I'm just grateful for her, too. I think she's done a lot of good for a lot of people. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very generous with her.
She is.
With her time and with herself.
Very gifted, very kind. I love her. Yes. Anyway, so I'm glad you're going to get to go. I've been working on I don't know. I've been pretty good lately. I haven't been, cranky or down too much, but that happened during the thing. I guess it wasn't that long ago, but during the Lionsgate, like a week before, it was when my stuff happened. It was really, ooh. And then, I had to do that medical thing, which turned out fine. Everything's good. And now I feel like moving forward and letting go, so, because, we're coming into the fall season, which is, the leaves let go, the crops are done, those kind of things. And,
right.
For me, I hold on to things way too long, physically and emotionally, and maybe that's my Scorpio thing. I don't know. But, my healing is centers around letting go and knowing when to let go. And that's a big thing for me. And I'm trying to pay more attention to that. So I don't know. For me, that's where it's at. But I feel like things are going to get better. And, just like your trip appeared, was gifted to you, like all of a sudden things will appear in my life that help me, that help me out. And I'm good with that. So I'm okay.
When we're doing all this manifesting stuff, we have to remember that it's for our highest good is what's going to happen. And I had a lot of family drama and stuff going on. Still do, learning how to let go of that is my lesson. And at this time in my life, I'm thinking, wow, what, am I going to start all over in another direction, sort of? It's like, really? Come on. But I guess.
Yeah, it can be painful, but probably necessary.
Yeah.
And we don't always, you know, change is difficult for most of us. We like to stay on the same road, you know, the same path, but sometimes you get jerked out of the cart, you know.
Oh,
you
gotta, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well said there. Yeah, so, jerked out of the cart, and it's like, what?
Yeah, hold on a minute, and then you feel like, okay, now I got to deal with this. But I think it is for your highest good. And I know a lot of friends are going through stuff like that right now. I have, you know, some neighbors that are going through stuff, and you know, part of me letting go of some family, you know, because it was for their highest good too. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
You can't always fix certain things. So you have to let go sometimes. So.
I mean, we can't control. Mm-mm. There's a lot of things we just can't control.
No.
And it does make it makes life very interesting. Mm-hmm. Not always what we would like.
No.
So let me see here. Let's take a look in the chat room. See who's here. bring that up. Here we go. Renee. Hey, Renee. Happy to see you. Hi, Denise. Oh, now she's saying, are you live? It did start out with a replay, I guess.
Okay. Oh. I didn't hear that, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard for us to hear.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to have that on because it makes, if we have the radio on, you know, volume on it makes things.
Yeah. Double trouble.
Yeah. Double trouble, yes. It goes.
Exactly.
And Pam, hi Pam, good to see you. Glad you're here today. Suzanne.
See, I'm trying to get on the chat thing. I'm not very good at that one. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, you're going to do the scopes today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've been working on those. It's like my life mystery. It's like I just finished one scope. I'm a little bit behind in getting things posted, you know, because while I was in the hospital with pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so interesting. When I went to that channeling event, there's another friend there, Lizanne Fisher, who I think you probably know Lizanne. She also does a lot of healing work, seraphim work, and she says, hey, you heal faster than anybody I've ever seen. She
said,
I'll
that's
be in the fair and you'll be two rows down, you know, tables down from me and saying, well, I just had a stent in my heart 2 days ago.
You are, that is so true. That is absolutely true about you. Thank God.
Yeah, well, I think I've got a lot of help. I've got so many friends like you and others who are healers and send me really good energy and love and support.
Absolutely.
And I think that makes a difference. I think that's so important in our lives to have that. And if you don't have those relationships, maybe that's something that people want to go out and find their group, their tribe, their people.
Yeah, find their tribe.
So important.
Well, like my old stepmother used to say, you're made of Betty Crocker's best cookie dough. That's what she said.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. Bruise easy, heal quick. That's you.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, let's take a look at the scopes here. Where am I here? Let's finish them up this morning.
I wish I could do that, but I'm not. I can't do that. Anyway, it's a talent. The talent, a gift.
Oh, you are so talented. Are you kidding me?
Different ways.
Well, channeling, you just kind of flow through it, flow with it, and have to trust no matter how ridiculous it sounds. And sometimes when I started channeling, it was like, really?
Yeah, you know, that's so true, because you don't know who that's going to resonate with or who that's for.
Right.
It's very true. You can't criticize yourself when you're channeling. You just let it go. Let it
yeah,
flow.
It's not yours. It's not your message. To go through you or whoever it goes to. And it always seems to resonate. You know, I used to do small channeling groups at the church. And it always seems to be just a particular crowd of people. But it's so important. And a lot of it has to do with working with on the grid, working on the grid is so important to work with humanity and with the planet. Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of healing for ourselves. But some people, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. You know, you're not going to get the wow, pow, you know, watch me manifest a ring or any of that stuff. No, that's because that's just not where I work. But, you know, more power to those who do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the scopes. We'll get to that. So I'm going to start out with Aries. Aries, let yourself relax and watch the development of your manifestations. You might think that, or you might not think that good things are happening, but they really are. Perhaps there's a lot of chaos happening around you right now. Sometimes these disruptions are exactly what needs to happen. You know, it's a form of cleansing and clearing and clearing a new path for you. Know that all is as it should be and eventually will work out to your highest good. And that's what I have for Aries.
Okay, I'm using, this week I decided to use postcards from Spirit. I use these a lot when I do the shows, and I usually end with them after the reading. They're written by Colette Baron Reed, and I just love these cards.
Oh, I love her.
So the one that Aries is getting is, it says, "Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit that you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is that it's time to dive in and allow the new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is Spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing. And we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you."
Really like them.
Yeah. They're a little long, but they're good.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's important that what needs to be said is said. That's very important. Okay, Taurus. The Lords of Karma are giving you support and gratitude for releasing something or someone for the highest good. Something you cherished or held on close to your heart. It feels like came to the realization that it never was yours to keep. Kind of like unconditional love or abundance. You have to allow it to flow so it doesn't, you know, so you don't create a dam in the whole thing and try to hold on to it because you really can. It'll overflow in interesting and unwanted places. The Lords and the collective perceive this as a powerful relationship between you and the laws of the universe in action. Know that you are loved and know that you are appreciated. That's what I have for Taurus.
Okay, and the card says, "Dearest you, we have a secret for you. The more you think you know, the less you actually do. So if you're willing to keep an open mind, you will avoid the narrow confines of the know-it-all and open up to the unlimited potential that can be discovered only by the curious optimist. Curiosity allows you to discover new things, see the world from a different perspective, and find answers to questions you might not even know that you have. Right now, whatever is going on, it's important to know that you are not aware of all the aspects of it that you need to see to make an informed choice. You might be projecting a story that isn't totally true. So moving forward, your mantra could be, 'I don't know,' or 'That's interesting.' As you keep your mind and heart open to new experiences and a richer existence overall, all of us over here want you to be all you can be. We are all cheering for you. Can you hear us?
Beautiful. Very nice. Gemini. Sometimes you Gemini twins, you know, that Castor and Pollux, you know, they were the twins. You work in separate directions. And this really works wonderfully because it helps you keep a balance. You know, you've got the positive, the negative, and it keeps that beautiful balance and keeps you moving forward. I guess it's just like flying a plane or whatever. What I'm seeing right now is that both twins are working in the same direction. It's like one is flowing on top of the other one, sort of that energy. The energy is what they're showing me. And it looks like kind of waves, sort of, on the top, and then one underneath supporting it. You're working in the same direction to accomplish a certain goal. You will need the strength of both sides to keep everything afloat right now. When I ask the collective what exactly this is about, I hear the words cryptic energy, hidden, or energy that is undisclosed. The situation has to do with healing and or financial issues. Of course, the healing can be in all areas, mental, physical, spiritual, karmic, emotional. This is big, big stuff. And of course, financial is some areas need healing to help us be abundant, I guess. Take your pick. Visualize yin and yang working together. Be aware of your breathing also. And there's talking about keeping your breathing very rhythmic. And it feels, this whole process feels very, very magical to me. So that's what I have for Gemini.
The card is, dear wonderful you, intimacy is scary sometimes. It means that you have to let someone else get to know the real you, not the perfect, flawless mask that you wear for others. No, it's time to reveal the cool one, the passionate one, the imperfect one that is totally you without artifice or walls. Yes, you will be exposed and vulnerable for a time, but it will be so worth it. This is the only way that you will know true closeness with others, and you will also be close to spirit and to us. There is an amazing freedom that comes when you let go and just be yourself with another or a group. Release from the invisible bindings that keep you from intimacy, and it is truly empowering. So may we support you wholeheartedly in this choice. You will know yourself better, and we hope learn to love yourself as much as we do. Life is about who we are with others, so share it. You will be so glad you did. Loving you so, so much.
I love these cards.
Me too. They
are wonderful. You just have the most amazing cards.
I love them, yeah. Cool.
Okay, Cancer. Harmony is found in small places. Gratitude for the little things will go a long way and raise your personal and vibrational and your environmental vibration. I just see it, just a little bit of gratitude, bringing up the vibration of you and everyone around you. It almost seems like, you know, even outside of your home or whatever, bringing up that vibration. You can feel the shift in the planet's energies right now. And also in your personal life. You know, it's a very holistic feeling of all this working together. I'm being told that there are karmic shifts happening that you may touch base with through dreams and visions. Listen to the small intuitive voices. If you hear lock the door tonight, make sure you follow through with the instructions from that voice because it belongs to your higher self. You don't have to attach it to this entity that God or anything. It's part of your higher self, your intuition coming through, and it's very powerful. I have to giggle because the collective says that they might be doing some of these things just to see if you're paying attention, and that's what I have to cancel.
Okay, dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, get lost, or hurt yourself. In any way, on this one. Even if it may feel like you're in free fall, we're here for you. And you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love your courage. Embrace it.
Oh, I love this because it's like two sides of a coin with this. I mean, this is pretty thorough stuff. It really is. I love it. Okay, Leos. Leos, I see some optimism surrounding you. It's like light energy and it kind of washing away fears or anything else that could be restricting your energy. Enjoy the rush. But instead of acting on your classic hero impulses to go out and help everyone else, make sure that you're in touch with your body and your spirit. Pay attention to those red flag warnings. I see you kind of, you know, overhearing other people's conversations or just, you know, maybe walking by a TV or something and hearing something. But it's almost like you're a fly on the wall listening. And even though you're not in the conversation, there is a message for you that you're supposed to be hearing, or you wouldn't be hearing it. So do kind of pay attention. It doesn't mean you're eavesdropping. You're just paying attention, being aware of your surroundings and what spirit and the universe has to say for you to you. So that's what I have for Leo.
Dear you, it might be hard to believe that you'll ever get where you want to go. Feel the way you want to feel and find peace and security, but you can. There's lots to celebrate in this life, but first you need to let go of this attachment to achieving certain results. It's easy to get caught up in the endless loop of wanting this or that so that you can feel safe. The only way out is to surrender the attachment. Empty yourself so that you can be filled with something new. The compulsion will be lifted and peace will come. Trust that something better waits, that something new will open up, and that you will see new opportunities for fulfillment. The truth is, whenever you get into the loop, what you're really looking for is spirit. That connection is where the power, the peace, and the purpose lies. Everything else follows after that. Give yourself a hug. We got you. Loving you so, so much.
Nice. I think we'll do Virgo, and then we'll take a break.
All righty.
Okay, Virgo. I keep hearing the Jimmy Buffett song, changes in latitude, changes in attitude. Nothing remains quite the same. If we couldn't laugh, we'd all go insane. And that's kind of what the message I have for you right now. You've been thinking so much about some really serious stuff and difficult stuff. And you have to be able to open up and laugh about some of it and in order to let it go. There seems to be some things that you can't change. I see you abruptly pushed in different directions. Whether it's you like it or not, you really don't have a choice. There's some things that are being revealed to you. So pay attention and be willing to once again start a new chapter in your life. That's what I have for Virgo.
This card is very interesting. It says, dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to be fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have, choose what your heart wants, and know that your purpose is yours alone, so no one else can claim your magic or take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really needed to hear all that. I really did. That was really beautiful. So I guess we'll let Jay take us into break and we will come back and start with Libra. Thanks for for being here with us, and we'll be back in a few.
Yep.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Kay and Maureen with Strands of Wisdom. We're so happy that you're here with us today. We're just doing the scopes right now. Again, this is August 15th, 2024. And, you know, this is for this week. Kind of, actually, you know, when I do these scopes and such, it's kind of an old for the whole month because they really overlap. I do try to do them every week, but it's not just for that week. It's not that strict or closed in. It's their messages that I channel, that your guides, your teachers want you, your higher self want you to know about, to help you have the best life that you can, and to deal with a lot of situations that are happening. There's so collectively, there's so much going on with all of us.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
For sure.
Huge.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we picked a really interesting time to come into planet Earth, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I'll pick door number three, the hard way.
Yes, but it's not boring, that's for sure.
No, that's it. We didn't want to be bored. You got it. Exactly. For sure.
I think all of us are in a very interesting thread here. Yeah. But but the thread runs through all of us.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Anyway, let's go to Libra now. Libra, the collective directs you to be patient and resourceful. You may feel a bit bored or like you're searching for something new. So far, Spirit shows me that you're only finding people in situations that are all that you're all too familiar with. Yeah, they show me a vision of this guy that with this little song and dance that he's doing, but you're looking going, that's nice, but I've seen that before. I know this. It's the same old song and dance. And if there's if you feel like there's something missing that keeps you back, going back to this same place, perhaps you need to look at it again. Look at the situation carefully, because there might be something that you're missing. There's speaking of thread, there's a common thread that you will discover, that the reason that you keep going back over and over this before you move on to something a little bit different. But, you know, they're also talking about enjoying the people around you right now. And, you know, the same old song and dance might be those people around you that you enjoy being with. They're just showing you, they're still showing me you with small groups and things like that. Just a collection of wonderful people. Anyway, that's what I've got for Libra.
Hey, dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday moment-to-moment experience? Thinking that you will find happiness out there someday? So many go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up, and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so that when the time comes, you will be fully free and your joyful being and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here.
That's a double whammy on that one, isn't it?
I know, it is, for sure.
Yeah. I just, you know, I see such beautiful energy coming through for Libras right now, and especially in the fall. It just feels like the fall colors and the foods and such are going to be so nourishing and helpful in so many ways. And I think that those Libras who are really interested in really creative stuff, whether it's music or you know, anything is creative. Healing, they put a healing twist on everything that they do. And it just seems like the portal kind of opened up some new areas of discovery, because they're showing me that the Libra brain, lack of a better expression here, and lighting up in some new areas that, you know, were never brought forward before. But, you know, taking what they've got right now and using that moving forward is going to be very beautiful, very nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, Scorpio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Scorpio, find peace where you can. I see a lot of chaos around you, but your boundaries are strong. Sometimes fortifying your energy to keep the good stuff in and negative stuff out can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I did suggest a change of pace by visiting a place or being around some people where you can let your guard down. I'm seeing what they're suggesting is someplace like a botanical gardens or something, or any place where there's animals, like an animal conservation place, not necessarily a zoo. You know, it feels like more of a place where animals are being cared for in a different way for a different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For conservation and the future, their future. And that both of those places, well, around animals, you're very supported and very open. Both places really feel safe and relaxing. And it's somewhere where you don't have to be in charge of everything. You can just walk in and be part of the group, and you don't have to, you know, watch out for the little kids or this, that, or the other. You can just walk in and feel relaxed and not have to deal with other people's stuff. Yeah, I just get the big mom vibe there, like the big mom of everything. And you wouldn't have to do that. And yeah, that's kind of out of your comfort zone sometimes, because you're so used to organizing everything. But at the same time, it's exhausting. So, you know, it's about having balance and being able to balance, being that lead in the leadership role, but also in being the one who just gets to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yourself open to that, and that's what I have for Scorpio.
Well, that resonates with me for sure. Dearest you, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than as an exercise of the heart. You will be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you act from generosity, the bigger your heart grows, the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. Take it and trust that you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. We love you so much, Overture.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Take that offer.
Yeah, that's a really good reading.
Love it. Yeah. It just feels like some really good new things happening for Scorpio. It just feels like a little bit of a shot of energy also mm-hmm. coming forward. Physically. And they're showing me the base chakra area, you know, and of course that's, you know, it has a lot to do with, with money,
with
a lot of stuff, you know, the basic stuff
uh-huh.
and able to loosen that up, you know, and perhaps, you know, it might be loosening that up maybe through acupuncture, through something like that or stretching that's going to open that up. And allow more things to come in and be, you know, the resourcefulness, the resources that you'd like to have, and even those things that you never thought of wishing for coming forward. So, you know, I would suggest with Scorpios, maybe getting some energy work, some body work, something like that, that's going to open up that area and start attracting some really cool things into your life.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We're so chatty today. The collective is chatty.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's see. Here on Sagittarius.
Yep.
Now here I got to get great. Sagittarius, self-healing is paramount in your journey right now. You know how to regain your power, and it's time for you to do just that. It's reclaiming your power, pulling it back from places that it's not appreciated. Releasing fears will help remove toxic energy that you've been carrying probably for years, and starting to release that. It's not serving you. It's not serving anyone. It's just kind of sitting there and festering is what I'm seeing, especially also in the lower chakras, in the solar plexus area and below. And it kind of goes into the legs and the hips and letting that go. Start, you know, visualize seeing yourself releasing that, you know, through the bottoms of your feet and soles of your feet and down into Mother Earth will be very helpful for you. It almost feels like it would be, you'd feel exhausted afterwards, and letting go of this energy. And that would be, that would put you at peace. That's a really a beautiful feeling there. The collective offers you peace and emotional healing if you pull back and focus on your feelings instead of being involved in everybody else's stuff. Your feelings kind of scare you, actually, that they're frightening for you, but you need to get in touch with them to be able to move forward in a good direction that you want to. Avoid electronics and avoid the news. Don't get caught up in everything that's going wrong in the world. Try to focus on those things that are right and beautiful. And I know that's hard to do right now. You turn on the TV, it's blah, blah. I mean, it's gotten a little bit better. It has gotten a little lighter in the last 3 weeks, I'll say. It has gotten lighter, but it's still, there's so much out there that wants to pull you back into that negativity. Remember, you will attract what you create in your thoughts and in your words. So try to switch that around and try to have distance and boundaries from that stuff. Watch a Disney movie or something and do it for a while. And that's what I've got for Sagittarius.
Hey, dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen? There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy, and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to the real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so much, always and forever.
I know some Sagittarius that really, really need that message.
Yeah. It's a good message.
Uh-huh. Okay, Capricorn. Capricorn, I am feeling good about your energy. I'm hearing that you will have a real kind of an aha moment that's brought to you by a much needed higher vibration. You've been striving for that for some time. It's a higher vibration, maybe a spirit guide, maybe divine presence, maybe your I am presence, your own higher self. You might experience this as a subtle way, in a subtle way, maybe a dream, meditation, maybe a daydream. You know, you might be out sitting underneath a tree and see an animal or something that kind of triggers this really powerful experience and this wisdom or knowing that just comes in and comes through. You know, it can be one simple thought that comes through that can light up and really change everything in your life. And, you know, you always stay so busy, busy doing this and busy doing that and helping this one and that and the other. It's like kind of like watching a toddler play. You know, they play so hard because they don't want to miss anything. They want to be there. They want to be part of it. And then all of a sudden, boom, they just fall asleep wherever because they have to recharge. It's like, boom, falling asleep on anything,
oh, yeah.
Anywhere. Yeah. You'll find a newfound peace within yourself. And you'll be able to recognize and accept the perfection of the world that's around you in a more graceful way than you ever have before. I just see a wisdom coming through you. It's a real Yoda kind of feeling, like, yeah, this is how it is, explaining to some. So that's what I have for Capricorn.
Dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new, do something different. You won't know how it feels or what it looks like or what the outcome will be if you do not take that first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliarity. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported.
That is good. You know, because sometimes that's hard for Capricorns to step out of what's familiar for them,
yeah,
and what usually works, and step into something really powerful and new.
Yeah. I had an ex-husband and a good friend who were both Capricorns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know the Capricorn.
They're good with money. They're all about structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm sure you helped pull them out of their structure sometimes.
I'm sure I did. I rattled the cage a bit.
Okay, Aquarius. Aquarius, when you give, you get. It's universal law. Whether it's tithing or giving up your time, giving love, just giving energy. Review the laws of abundance, especially if you're feeling like you're in a funk about receiving abundance and opportunities. If you withhold, the world will withhold from you. The everyday small things make a huge difference, and realign your energy with the world. Respect and acknowledge your own intuition also. And your connection with the divine, it just seems like you kind of forgot about that. Kind of lost its way there. And it's just like plugging that back in. Like I always see it as plugging a cord into a light socket, but it's the divine that we're plugging into. So just remember to do that. It seems like there's so many things, other things around you going on, that you've kind of put all that on the back burner. The world can be overwhelming if you spend too much time living by the expectations and opinions of others. It will be more difficult for you. So just go inward for your truth. Find some peace. And that's what I have for Aquarius.
Okay. Dear you, there is a balance between activity and rest, ebb and flow. You can't have one without the other. If you are faced with an obstacle right now, the best course is to surrender and non-resistance. Soon enough, you'll see how easy it is to flow around it. Now is one of those times when you must trust the river of your life, go with the flow, and in no time, you'll reach what you have your heart and hopes set on. Just remember that spirit will keep your head above water and will direct the currents. When it's time for a greater effort, you'll know exactly when you'll need to work those muscles. It can be challenging to master the flow cycles of your life, but as you develop your skills, affluence will be yours. Enjoy the flow and trust those currents, for we're right there with you with our little umbrella drinks, smiling at your success. Love you so very much.
Oh, I love the visual on that. I love that. And sitting with there with our little drinks with them, with the little umbrellas.
Yeah. Cool.
Very nice. Okay, we're going to move along here. Pisces. Change is inevitable and sometimes requires a lot of preparation. I see you letting go of the past and a promising new adventure in your future. This change feels more transformative. It's more like a transformation rather than anything. Because some of the things of the past have created this transformation that's coming forward to you. You know, you are prepared, even though you have some last minute stuff to prepare. Relationships are highlighted, and you could do a lot with the changes as far as the relationships are concerned. You know, it could be a relationship that's improving in your life. Maybe you're getting along better, or things, you found a way to communicate better, or you may surrender to the fact that things will never change and it's time to let go and move on. Some things are difficult to let go of, but making the changes will result in positive and happy new beginnings. And that's what I have for Pisces.
Uh-huh. My partner's a Pisces, so that's very pertinent, yeah. Dear you, there is always more than one side to an argument, two sides, if not more, to every story, and hundreds of ways to be right, be different, be at odds, and so on. Today, we suggest that instead of looking for differences, you find a meeting place of agreement and approach this experience with understanding and compassion. Seek common ground to understand how another person thinks or how an alternate plan might be laid. Stay out of judgment, too. Observe, discern, but accept that others have different stories and experiences and journeys, and some people might refuse to remain open to another's point of view. No matter what, you've been presented with a great opportunity to explore a new way of doing things. Once common ground is reached, you're attracting people and situations that enrich your life and bring you wonderful things to learn. We love you so much. Yeah, good message. Well, are you there, Kay? Can't hear you. Hope you're there. I think we're getting pretty close to the end of the show here. So let me read something from Louise Hay, and then we'll just close it out. This is from the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. In the infinite of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I see any resistance patterns within me only as something else to release. They have no power over me. I am the power in my world. I flow with the changes taking place in my life as best I can. I approve of myself and the way I'm changing. I'm doing the best I can. Each day gets easier. I rejoice that I am in the rhythm and flow of my ever-changing life. Today is a wonderful day. I choose to make it so. All is well in my world. So I hope you'll join us again next week. And I think we're just having a little computer issue, and we'll be back.